nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Alam niyo po ba na dito sa Australia, malaki o tumataas ang demand o pangangailangan sa mga blood donors mula po sa mga migrant communities dahil maraming klase ng blood types ang unique o makikita lamang po sa ilang lahi o mga ethnic groups at kinakailangan po ng iba't ibang klase ng dugo para sa iba't ibang klase rin ng pasyente na mayroon dito sa Australia. At ayon nga po kay Ms. Gemma Falkenmar, ang spokesperson ng Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, naantala karaniwan po ang gamutan dahil sa kakulangan ng tamang type ng dugo. Pakinggan po natin ang kanyang pahayag.
The challenge for Lifeblood is that there are some ethnic groups that we don't have enough donors from those backgrounds to find enough rare blood groups. So I think Polynesian background donors, as an example, there's a rare blood group that's found in that population, and we don't have many donors nationally. So right now, there's not a crisis situation, but if we have a cancer patient or a mum with one of those rare blood groups come into a hospital tomorrow, it's likely we won't have enough donors of that blood type, and it means we have to put out national calls for donors. We need to start working with the community to find the donors, and what it can mean is that their treatment might be delayed.
Sinasabi ng ilang medical researchers na ang paglago ng multicultural community sa bansa ay paglago rin ng pangangailangan sa iba't ibang blood type, karaniwan ang mga mayroong type A, B at O at iba't ibang variations. Pero ang pagtaas ng populasyon at geography ay nakakaapekto rin sa blood type na kailangan nila. Ayon pa kay Dr. Rina Hirani, isang senior research fellow sa Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, nagkakaroon din ng mga pagbabago sa uri o type ng dugo na mayroon sa Australia.
Until a little while ago, we didn't actually know what the prevalence of these blood groups were in the Australian community, and I did a study to characterize that. And what we found was that compared to previous estimates, we are seeing an increase in B positive and AB positive individuals in the community. And these blood types are actually linked with certain ancestries. So India, Middle East, Southeast Asia tend to have these blood groups. So as we're seeing more of the population changing with the multiculturalism in Australia, we're also seeing this in the shift in the blood types that we're seeing as well.
Ang mga blood type variations ay naipapasa mula sa mga ninuno hanggang sa mga magulang. Pero maari din itong magbago dahil sa mga environmental factors tulad ng pagkalat ng sakit sa isang komunidad.
As well as the ABO groups, there are actually 45 different blood types that can occur with over 360 different variations. And some of these variations are only common in certain people with certain ancestries. So we need to make sure that people understand that, you know, blood groups are not just ABO, but there's more to it than that. And we need to have a diverse donor panel to be able to match our donors more closely to patients when they need them.
Ibinahagi rin ni Dr. Hirani ang ilang mga example o halimbawa ng mga hindi kilalang o lesser known blood types variations at hinikayat niya ang mga nasa komunidad na makiisa sa mga blood donations.
There are certain blood types that we can only get from certain communities. So the Duffy A neg, B neg, that can only come from people who usually from African backgrounds or Middle Eastern backgrounds. With kid null backgrounds, we can only get those from people who are Filipino and Polynesian. So we really encourage people to come with that background. And also with B and AB, we can see that more commonly being required in the population. So people who are of Southeast Asian background, India, Middle East, you never know who your type's going to help.
At ayon naman sa organisasyon tulad ng Lifeblood, may mga ginagawa silang hakbang para humanap ng mga rare blood type donors. Pero aminado silang malaking pagsubok ito, lalo na't maraming barriers mula sa iba't ibang kultura na pinagmumula ng mga posibleng donors.
It is difficult because we know that there's a lot of fears around blood donation, and particularly different fears within different communities. For some people, they're really worried about the impact on their health. For some, they're really worried about the experience of being in centre. And so we do have a research project going, which is looking at different communities and some of those barriers to blood donation, and particularly looking at how we can get our existing donors from these communities to encourage their friends and families to donate.
Sa ngayon, ang mga mass blood drives na humihikayat sa malalaking grupo na mag-donate ang pinakamatagumpay na hakbang at mas dumadami rin ang naengganyo na magbigay ng dugo.
We also have a wonderful groups blood donation program, including with organizations such as the Islamic Medical Council, but also the Polynesian community. And that really is working with community leaders to organize groups of people to donate. We do find that people from backgrounds are more likely, these backgrounds are more likely to donate if they've got friends and family to donate with. And so that's really a big drive for Lifeblood.
Sa ngayon, ang mga pinakakinakailangan na blood type supply ay A positive, A negative, B negative at O positive. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Alex Anifantes para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.